This is WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's 8:44. Illinois lawmakers are cautiously optimistic they'll meet their May 31st deadline to pass a new state budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. Still, not a lot of public progress this week toward crafting a new spending plan. For this edition of In Focus, Jack Tichner, the host of Public Media's Illinois Lawmakers, is back from the Capitol. Jack, what's the latest?
Well, Jennifer, the best way to describe this situation is the budget talks kind of proceed on parallel tracks. You've got the public track, where Governor Rauner says the Democrats are slow-walking the budget process, dragging things out. Democrats in both houses say Rauner's the holdup because he hasn't actually filed legislation to implement parts of his budget plan, like cutting employee insurance costs. So that doesn't look very productive on its face. Behind the scenes, though, you've got a group of lawmakers known as the Budgeteers, who are Appropriations Committee chairs and budget experts from both parties, both houses, who are closing in on the numbers that will actually be used to plug into the agency budgets for fiscal year 2019. That's the other track we're talking about. So on this week's Illinois Lawmakers, I talked with two of the House budgeteers, Chicago Democrat Greg Harris and Dixon Republican Tom Demmer, to get a better idea of where things stand. Demmer tells me he's cautiously optimistic they can get a budget together in the next 3 weeks because they've got a pretty good idea of what the revenues will be that the state's going to have on hand to create next year's budget. There are two revenue estimates that are commonly used to frame this discussion: the legislature's Bipartisan Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability, that's COGFA in Springfield jargon, and the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. While the revenues generated by last year's income tax increase on the books, we'll have close to $38 billion to spend on state services like education, human services, corrections, and so on. The actual difference between the two estimates is around $99 million, which that's a lot of money for you and I, but it's really a rounding error when you're talking about tens of billions of dollars.
So if they're that close, what's the big hang-up?
Well, the Republicans want everyone to agree on a solid number to be used that's the budget ceiling for next year. That way, you don't spend a cent more than you actually take in, so you really meet the letter of the state constitution by having a truly balanced budget. The Democrats, like Senate President John Cullerton, say, well, the governor's just trying to play gotcha on that if the numbers don't add up for political purposes. The Democrats also believe there will be more money that could be tapped in to throughout the year for state government, so why lock yourself into kind of an artificial spending target? Greg Harris, the House Democrats' top negotiator, tells me the Rauner administration's numbers don't take into account the $1.1 billion that state agencies like Corrections and Human Services spent during the budget impasse that were not actually appropriated by the legislature. In other words, there wasn't any legislative authority to spend that money to keep prisons open and other monies flowing. Harris says there are hundreds of millions of dollars also in other spending pressures like Medicaid and paying back wages to AFSCME employees that also have to be addressed if you're really serious about addressing the budget situation. His GOP counterpart, Demmer, says a lot of the unauthorized spending is actually accounted for when you look at the state's backlog of bills. All you have to do to take care of it is simply pass an appropriations bill for the money that's owed.
Quite a bit of attention on next year's budget picture and estimates, but there was some good news on revenue for this year, correct?
Indeed. The legislature's Bipartisan Forecasting Commission, COGFA, that we were talking about earlier this week, reported this week that the state will actually take in over $500 million more in revenue than we originally expected. Federal dollars are going to go up by about $360 million more, and income tax receipts may be around $200 million more than expected. But that said, neither COGFA nor the governor's budget office are budging from their revenue estimates for next year because these are probably kind of a one-time thing that you can't really take to the bank for next year. So what you have is kind of a moving target. You make the best guess that you have that you can toward the end of the session about what's coming in for the next year, with the understanding those figures will probably move around a little bit before you've actually closed the books on the end of the fiscal year.
Any other sources of income that might be able to be used?
Well, the state could actually sell the Thompson Center in Chicago. They've been talking about that all the way since Rod Blagojevich was governor. It's worth around $300 million. There's still talks of selling that. Another idea, one of the budgeteers who was also in the program, Senator L.G. Sims of Chicago, a Democrat there, he says that gaming expansion might still be in play, even though there's not a lot of talk about that right now. He said, don't count anything out at this point. And if they did that, the one-time sale of the licenses would be $1 billion for the state's coffers.
And you can hear Illinois lawmakers tonight. It's at 7:30 on WSIU Public Television. Jack, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.